जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रविराज आचार्य सदसत श्रीमदे श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तविंद की श्री श्री राधारास्पे ललित विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण की श्री श्री गौर निथाय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Text number 13. Atra eva ఉదాహృతః పూర్వం ఇతిహాసః సురఋషిణా ప్రీత్యా మహాకృతౌ రాజన్ పృచ్ఛతే అజాతశత్రవే. అత్రైవోదాహృత పూర్వం ఇతిహాసః సురఋషిణా ప్రీత్యా మహాకృతౌ రాజన్ పృచ్ఛతే జాతశత్రవే. అత్రైవోదాహృత పూర్వం ఇతిహాసః సురఋషిణా ప్రీత్యా మహాకృతౌ రాజన్ పృచ్ఛతే అజాతశత్రవే. అత్రైవోదాహృత పూర్వం ఇతిహాసః సురఋషిణా ప్రీత్యా మహాకృతౌ రాజన్ పృచ్ఛతే అజాతశత్రవే. మధుజీస్ అత్ర ఇన్ దిస్ కనెక్షన్ ఏవా సర్టన్లీ ఉదాహృతః వాజ్ రిసైటెడ్ పూర్వం ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇతిహాసః ఎన్ ఓల్డ్ స్టోరీ సురఋషిణా బై ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ నారద ప్రీత్యా విత్ జాయ్ మహాకృతౌ ఎట్ ద గ్రేట్ రాజస్య సాక్రిఫైస్ రాజన్ ఓ కింగ్ పృచ్ఛతే టు ద ఇంక్వైరింగ్ అజాతశత్రువే మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర who had no enemy. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Formerly, O King, when Maharaj Yudhishthira was performing the Rajasya sacrifice, the great sage Narada, responding to his inquiry, recited historical facts showing how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always impartial even when killing demons. In this regard, he gave a vivid example. Purport. This relates to how the Lord exhibited His impartiality even when killing Shishupala in the arena of the Rajasya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once Yudhishthira Maharaj and Duryodhan, both of them were called. They were given test, examination. What is the test? They asked Yudhishthira Maharaj to find one crooked person in all of Hastinapur. Dushta Vyakti. And they asked Duryodhan to find one nice person, Sajjana Vyakti, one good person, Sadhu. You know, one day time was given. Right? So both of them failed in the test. Yudhishthira Maharaj could not find one Dushta Vyakti, crooked person. And Duryodhan could not find even one Sadhu, Sajjana Vyakti. That is why Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was known as Ajata Shatru, because he one who has no enemy. But we can see Duryodhana and his party, they were big enemies of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Right? Why he was called Ajata Shatru then? What is your name? Abhay Charan. Contradictory, right? Duryodhana and big bunch of enemies he had. But why is called Ajata Shatru? Very good. What is your name? Bharat. Very nice. Yudhishthira Maharaj never considered anybody as his enemy. Other people might have considered him, Yudhishthira Maharaj as enemy. But Yudhishthira Maharaj never considered anybody as his enemy. That's why he is known as Ajatashatru. Duryodhan, his real name was Suyodhan. Only one person he used to call Duryodhan as Suyodhan. That is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Everybody else was only known as Duryodhan. because he became very notorious. Bad person, Duryodhan. But Yudhishthira Maharaj used to call him Suyodhan. Right? So that is why he is known as Ajata Shatru. Like that. So, in this verse, it was given how in a great yajna, Rajasya sacrifice. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada describes, and also in Laghu Bhagavatamrita it is mentioned that whenever other incarnations like Lord Nishingadev, Lord Rama or Lord Vishnu, Vamandev did not kill anybody, or any other incarnation, if they kill all these Rakshasas, they won't get moksha. You know that? When other incarnations, if they kill the Rakshasas, Asuras, they won't get moksha. Only when Lord Krishna kills the demons, they get moksha. It is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that actually every time Jay and Vijay, they don't become these three set of demons. this in this kalpa the Vishnudutas, the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, they were cursed by Kumaras, and they became Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and Ravanasur, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal and Dantavakra. Only sometimes it so happens that ordinary living entity becomes a Hiranyakashipu. Becomes by doing tapasya, he becomes big demon. Right? So that is why it is mentioned that when Lord Narsingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, because he was touched by the hands of Lord Narsingadev, and because he was always thinking about Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he became, when he died, he did not get moksha, but then he took birth as Ravanasur. And because of this touch by the Lord Narsingadev and remembrance of Prahlad Maharaj all the time, he became very opulent, that he has got a Swarna Lanka. Very opulent he became, and very handsome he became, blessed. And then Lord Ramchandra killed him, and because he was always thinking about Sitaji and very lusty towards Sitaji and always talking, thinking about Rama, when Ravanasur was killed by Lord Ramchandra, then he had to take birth as Shishupala. So please remember, every time they were not cursed, you know, every time they were not cursed or anything. Ordinary living entity only, sometimes they come and become Hiranyakashipu. When Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Narsingadev, they became Ravanasur. When Ravanasur was killed by Ramchandra, he became Shishupala and very opulent like that. And then later on, when Shishupala was killed by Lord Krishna, you know, then he got moksha. Then he got moksha, like that. So, in Lagu Bhagavatamrita, it is mentioned also, that when Lord Krishna comes, and that is the speciality of his appearance on this earth, you know. So, it is, you know, by the mercy of Lord Krishna, when they were killed by, even Kalanemi also, in his previous birth, he was killed by Lord Vishnu. Then again he took birth as Kamsa, right? So but Kamsa was killed by Lord Krishna, he attained moksha, like that. Some of them, those who are lucky, they got Sarupya Mukti, you know. And it is said that Jaya and Vijaya, again, they, even though they went back, again they came because they offended so many Vaishnavas and so much, they were feeling guilty. That is why they appeared as Jaga and Madai in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela. And they became, they got love of Krishna. So they got promotion from Jaya Vijay to lovers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is said that we are all very fortunate that any devotee who worships in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they get double bonanza. You know that? The soul goes to, one soul goes to Golok Vrindavan, and expansion of that soul, one expansion of that soul goes to Lord Chaitanya's planet, Navadvip. And they perform, they take part in the pastimes of both Radha and Krishna pastimes, and also Lord Chaitanya. You know, Lord Chaitanya. So this is a special significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, right? So the chapter's name is, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, Sammoham Sarva Bhutanam, Name Dveshyasya Na Priya, Ye Bhajanti Tu Mam Bhaktya, Maite Chetcha Aham. I am not envious of anybody. I'm not partial to anybody, but those who worship me, I treat them specially. In Madhuri Kadambini also, it is described that bhakti gives bhakti. So Vishnacharya Thakur, describes that how Lord Krishna and Uttamadhikari devotee, pure devotee, they cannot give bhakti. Because if Lord Krishna, by causeless mercy, what they say like that, if Krishna gives chooses somebody and awards him bhakti, then everybody will blame him, oh, Krishna is partial. You know, why you have chosen him? Like that, they will blame. Right? So, Krishna usually doesn't give bhakti to anybody by his own choice. But then in the same way, Uttamadhikari devotee, you know, Uttamadhikari devotee, he sees that every living entity is engaged in Krishna's service except myself. Except myself. Then in such circumstance, he also cannot preach and give bhakti to anybody because he thinks that I don't have any bhakti and everybody is engaged in Krishna's service. So how he will preach? You know, how he will preach? So then how can anybody get bhakti? You know, Prabhupada says, this preaching is so wonderful service to Krishna that even a Uttamadhikari devotee comes down to the platform of Madhyamadhikari and he preaches Krishna consciousness. So Madhyamadhikari means he loves Krishna, he makes friendship with devotees, then he avoids envious people, but he shows mercy on neutral people, innocent people. So so the Madhyamadhikari devotee, when he has devotion to Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, by his devotion, he prays to the Lord that he chooses some, because he discriminates. This person is a nice person, this person is a bad person, envious of Krishna. You know, envious of Krishna. So, you know, that is why Krishna says, you know, after saying, you know, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Shanam Vraja, after that verse, idam na a tapaskaya, you know, na bhaktaya cha kadachana, you know, na sevayam vachyam, you know, nasabhuyo abhyasuyakaha. So Krishna specifically instructs, you know, Arjuna, that those who are not tapasvis, na tapaskaya, those who are not doing tapasya, you know, and those who are not doing any service, and those who are not my devotees, and those who are envious of me, don't teach them. You know, don't teach this Bhagavad Gita. You know, Krishna specifically. But Prabhupada says pure devotees are more merciful than Krishna. They preach. You know, then the question arises, how anybody can become a devotee? Then Prabhupada says, we give lecture to all the people, considering that they are all innocent. But those who are envious, then we talk about Krishna. Those who are envious, anyway they will go. Those who are innocent, they take up Krishna consciousness. You know, because in the beginning we don't know who is envious and who is tapasvi or anything. So naturally, so we, in general we preach to everybody, but later on we make a distinction. Then we reject envious people. So we should not, preach Krishna consciousness to envious people. Like that. So, the bhakti in the heart of a Madhyamadhikari devotee, because of that he prays to Krishna, make this person a devotee. Then, by his bhakti, bhakti arises in someone else's heart. So, that is why bhakta sanjayate bhakta. So, bhakti sanjayate bhakti. So, bhakti causes bhakti. You know, bhakti causes bhakti. So that is why Madhuri Kandamani, Vishwanatha Chakravarti concluded that Krishna is not partial to anybody. You know, only by the mercy of a devotee, Krishna gives bhakti to a particular person. Otherwise, on his own, he doesn't. That is why, without the mercy of pure devotee of the Lord, no one can get bhakti. No one can get bhakti. So, like that. So this is, that's it, this concludes, how Lord, that is in the history of Shishupala also, same thing was, concluded. Same thing was concluded. So this Rajasiya sacrifice, Bhishma Dev describes in his prayers. Munigana nrupavariya sankulentaha sadasi yudhishthira rajasuya yesham arhanam upapeda ikshaniyo mamadrishi gochara yesha aviratma. At the Rajasi Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira, there was the greatest assembly of all the elite men of the world, the royal and learned orders. And in that great assembly, Lord Shri Krishna was worshipped by one and all as the most exalted personality of Godhead. This happened during my presence, and I remembered the incident in order to keep my mind upon the Lord. So this is at the time of death, Bhishma Dev also was remembering, you know, how all the kings have assembled in the great sacrifice called Rajasuya sacrifice. You know, so Rajasuya sacrifice is cannot be performed by ordinary kings, because this Rajasuya sacrifice consists of subordination of all the kings on the earth planet to the one king, who will be called Chakravarti. Will be called Chakravarti. So Chakravarti, only in the entire history of Vedic history, there were only three Chakravartis. Only three Chakravartis. One was Mandat Maharaj, right? He was a Chakravarti. And another is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Third one I don't remember. So only three Chakravartis were there, right? Like somebody was telling Prabhupada, Swamiji, this is, Shankaracharya taught Raja Yoga. You know, Raja Yoga. Then Srila Prabhupada retorted to him, I am teaching Chakravarti Yoga. Emperor Yoga. So this Bhakti Yoga is, like that Chakravarti Yoga. And like that Chakravartis also are very rare. Only three Chakravartis were there. And then out of that, Yudhishthira Maharaj was there. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he could perform this Rajasya sacrifice because by the mercy of Lord Krishna only. You know, it is mentioned, if you read the entire details of Rajasya sacrifice in Mahabharata, you can understand that even Yudhishthira Maharaj also says that the only purpose of performing Rajasya sacrifice is to worship Krishna, to inform everybody, all the kings, that who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? So this idea was actually given to Yudhishthira Maharaj by Narad Muni. Narad Muni, once he was visiting from Devaloka, and he informed that Maharaj Pandu requested Yudhishthira Maharaj to perform Rajasya sacrifice. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking, I should perform or not. Then immediately, it is mentioned that, like in Bhagavatam also and Mahabharata also, that how in Yudhishthira Maharaj's kingdom, people were free from threefold miseries. You know, nobody was stealing. There was no crime at all. There was no crime at all. Recently I was in Kerala, they were saying that in Kerala assembly, there was a huge fight, left parties and government party, and they were fighting like anything. And one MLA bit one lady MLA, and there was a stampede in the assembly, and some of the MLAs were injured. They were injured like that. Then there was a big commotion in assembly, it seems. And previously in Lok Sabha also, they used to fight like anything. Yeah, and that is why previously they would take out the microphones and beat each other with the microphones. So that's why now they were fixed. They cannot remove the microphones. Lallu Prasad Yadav cannot remove, otherwise they would take out and, they fight with you, like that. So they have they don't have anything to throw at each other and all that, otherwise previously they were doing all that. So previously in assembly there were no courts and nothing, and In the assembly, they had nothing to do actually. They only, discuss Krishna Katha. Right? Like we hear, Maharaj Kulashekara, how, he was sitting and he would request Brahmanas to read Ramayana during assembly time, parliament, They don't have all these budget meetings and, accusing each other. Previously, nobody would dare to criticize a king. It is the aparad. If you criticize the king, marana dand, your head will be cut off. So nobody would dare to criticize the king. that was the system. And then they don't have any criminals, crime problem, or people are dying of poverty, dying of poverty, like that. Krishna says, Naranam cha naradipum, of all the human beings, I am the king. So he's the representative. A king is the representative of God, and he must be a devotee of the Lord. And they would, so Maharaj Kulashekara, he would request all the Brahmanas to describe Ramayana. So one day they were describing Ramayana. In Janasthan, Lord Ramchandra was fighting with 14,000 Rakshasas. So he became so absorbed in Katha that he became disturbed that, Ramchandra is alone fighting with 14,000 Rakshasas. Then immediately called the Senapati. Senapati, immediately send, battalion of Sainiks to help Ramchandra. He was fighting alone. Then he became so ecstatic. Then Mantri and all, they didn't know what to do. Then that Mantri was very clever. Then he called one Duta. They said, you tell the king that just now I'm coming from Janasthan. It was, war is over. Ramchandra defeated all of them. He requested that there no Sena should be sent. Then they came and so this is how, they would. So even this Rajasya sacrifice also, the king, the king was sitting and, taking advice. Then he said, let me take advice from Lord Krishna whether to perform Rajasya sacrifice or not. Because performing Rajasya sacrifice means you need unlimited wealth. Plus, you have to defeat each and every king on the earthly planet. Each and every king. Everybody has to agree, to pay tax to that king. Like that. So, then Krishna, then they sent one, messenger to request Krishna, please come, because Yudhishthira Maharaj is planning to perform sacrifice, Rajasya sacrifice. So, please, he wants your advice. And immediately Krishna, sat on the chariot and left for. It is there in Krishna book. Krishna. So another messenger came saying that a lot of people they are being harassed by the kings are being harassed by, Jarasandh, like that. And then one messenger came from Hastinapur. Then he asked, Uddhava, where should I go first? Uddhava laughed and said, my dear Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. You know everything. Still, you are very kind. You are asking me for advice. So if you are asking me for advice, first go to Hastinapur. And while performing, performing Rajasya sacrifice, anyway you have to kill Jarasandha. So, then Lord Krishna immediately came. Then Lord Krishna supported Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said, yes, you must perform Rajasya sacrifice because you are very truthful. And all the people, nowadays, for the Prime Minister, they have Z-level security. Z-level security. Because so many enemies, so many people want to kill him. They have, right? So many people want to kill him. People are not mentally healthy. They say Abraham Lincoln, he was the greatest president of America. He is the one who abolished slavery of black people. So one person, he became very angry about that. Very angry about that. Said, Ari Bapre. Then he was thinking about giving voting rights to black people also. So when Abraham Lincoln gave a lecture, then in his mind he thought, Mr. President, this is the last lecture that you have given. And then after that, when he was watching some drama, he went and killed him. Right? Like that, John F. Kennedy, he was also killed. Indira Gandhi was killed. But Lord Krishna said, everybody in your kingdom loves you. Because he was taking care of everybody very nicely. Nobody would go hungry. Nobody would go thirsty. You know. And then anavrishti, ativrishti. You know, there was no, you know, untimely rains in his kingdom. No untimely rains. Because nowadays, around 1 month back, it rained unnecessarily, untimely. Then all the crops were destroyed in Punjab, Haryana, you know, Maharashtra. And some of the farmers, they were committing suicide. Once one professor in Harvard University, Prabhupada gave a lecture in Harvard University. Then he was sitting with one professor. So one professor was complaining, Swamiji, this president is like this, this governor is like this, they are careless. Prabhupada said, don't complain. You know, he cut him short. Then again he started, Swamiji, this president is like this, this governor is like this, this, you know. Prabhupada said, don't complain. Then again he started, this president, Prabhupada said, you only elected him, no? You only elected him, no? Don't complain. Prabhupada said, fools and rascals. Prabhupada said, democracy means demon crazy. You know, some unqualified person you elect. And, you know, some poor fellow or some, you know, greedy fellow. And previously, you never hear a king become corrupt. Because what does that mean? Does he steal his own money? A king? You never see, right? So, it is his own money. Abhi public property hai. Mera paisa nahi hai. No, it's not my money. So, I will steal. Because the government, they think that government, you know, it's different. I am different. So, previously, Rajiv Gandhi was blamed for, you know, taking only 64 crores. That was 20-25 years back. Now 1 lakh crores. I don't know what they will do with the money. You know, what they will do with the money. Like that. So, Prabhupada said, if depending on the karma of people, you get a king, you get a ruler. Because people are committing so many sinful activities. You know, as per their karma, they have to suffer. Because it is said that, If the woman is all right, the household will be all right. Will be very happy. If the king is a good man, the whole nation will be happy. If the woman at home is chaste, then whole household will be happy. Like that. So people are very, that time Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, so everybody was very happy. You know, the cows are very happy. Everybody was happy because he was treating them like their own son and they were treating him like their own father. So there is no need for, you know, even having, you know, angarakshak and, you know, all that stuff. You know, jet level security and all that. Because nobody wants to kill Yudhishthira Maharaj. Right? Everybody was unhappy when that Rishi's son cursed Maharaj Parikshit. You know, his own father was very unhappy. Are, such a dharmatma, why did you curse? Like that. So Lord Krishna said, okay, no problem. You are eligible. But the only hitch was Jarasandha. Then he described the strength of Jarasandha. When Jarasandha, he was born, Chandrashasan Muni, Bruhadrada, I think, that king. Bruhadrada didn't have any sons. Then he approached Chandrashasan Muni. Chandrashasan Muni, he said some mantra, one mango fell. That mango, he said, you give to your wife, you know, she will become pregnant. You know, he has got two wives. They are very, very close to each other. So, ada, half they ate. So, when the child was born, you know, half or only are born. You know, then they threw them in the dustbin outside the palace wall. And then one Rakshasi was going, Jara. You know, she thought, oh, I will eat, you know, some flesh. So when he had, you know, Chandrashasan Muni, that time only he gave benediction. Eight qualities he will manifest, you know, Jarasandha. So one was, you know, he'll be lover of Brahmanas, you know, he'll be very powerful, You know, he will conquer, many kings. He will be unconquerable by so many, anybody. Like that, so many 8 benedictions, 8 qualities he gave. Jarasandha. So, but they threw, then Jaras, this Rakshasi, she added, then that boy was started crying. And then they came, then he said, because she has added them, added that boy. That's why his name became Jarasandha. Jarasandha. So he worshipped Lord Shiva and he became unconquerable. Then he attacked, Lord Krishna, Mathura, 17 times. And then Lord Krishna defeated him 17 times, each time. So once one Balramji wanted to kill him, then Akashavani came that, Yaduvamshis cannot kill, please leave him alone. Bhima, only can kill. Then Lord Krishna said, then Yudhishthira Maharaj was disappointed because he already 87 kings he collected, then 100 kings he wanted to give Bali to Lord Shiva and become Chakravarti. Only 13 kings were left. So please, you must kill, we have to kill Jarasandha. Otherwise, will be a big problem. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj encouraged, then Arjuna, Bhima and Krishna, they took the form of Snatak Brahmins and went from the back door of the city. From the front door they didn't go. There is a some theory, Siddhanta is there, I don't want to explain now. So they entered and then they Bhimsen and Jarasandha, they had a big fight for I think 15 days or 21 days. 15 days, For 15 days, day and night, they fought. And every time, Bhimsen would tear apart the body of Jarasandha and throw it out, and again they would combine. Then Krishna, he took a piece of grass, then he cut him into 2 pieces. Then he threw one piece here and one piece here. He showed, You don't throw in the same direction. In opposite direction he threw. Then Bhimsen understood. Then he tore him apart. And then, like that. So then they released. So then then Arjuna, Bhimsen, Nakula and Sahadeva. They all went in 4 directions. Conquered all the kings. All the kings. And they brought heaps of gold. Unlimited wealth. They brought. And Rashtriya sacrifice started. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj called all the kings. Everybody came, Duryodhan. All the kings from all over the world. So it is there in Bhagavatam, Mahabharat, that Arjuna and all, they went everywhere. America, Columbus did not invent, discover. Russia, even now in America, Russia, they have hidden away so many artifacts that they found. I got one mail on WhatsApp message that, different bells they found, with Garuda, which is dating back to millions of years, with Garuda bells. And archaeology, these anthropologists and all, they found many deities in, Russia, America, Vishnu deities, they found. So it's not that Mahavishnu Maharaj jokes. I don't know whether jokes are, it is correct. It seems all the Pandavas, they kept their weapons, astras, in one place. That's why it is became Astralaya. It was called Astralaya. Later on it became Australia. Arjuna wanted separate, place for him. So that place was called Parth. It became Perth. Like that. So hot. So later on, all of them performed. Then the question arised. You know, Narada Muni, he said that to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Everybody assembled. You know, then you all know that Kandavan Dahan, during Kandavan Dahan, Arjuna saved Mayasur. Then Mayasur wanted to give something to Krishna. Krishna said to Arjuna, then Krishna said, you do one thing, you give him a very special sabha, my sabha that you have built. It was lying somewhere. Okay, no problem. So Mayasur went and brought that, my sabha. It's called my sabha. Very beautiful, assembly hall. Assembly hall. Nowadays, they say India population is 100 crores or something. Right? 100 crores. Huh? Huh? 125 crores. This is nothing. Only Kshatriyas who are killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, 64 crores in 18 days. Only Kshatriyas. No big deal. So that time population was very high. And just imagine all the kings, lakhs of kings they came. Lakhs of kings they came to attend Rajasvi sacrifice. Because each, every part, Orissa was one Raja, Punjab was one Raja. Like that, small, India is not one country at that time. Different countries, different Rajas. Like that. All the kings assembled in that glorious Mai Sabha. Even the demigods, they came in their aeroplanes and everybody can see, aeroplanes, in the sky. And all the demigods, they were coming. They were all there. And Narada Muni suggested that, my dear king, you must worship all the kings who have assembled. And you must worship all the great sages, who have assembled here, one by one, like that. But you must offer Agra Puja to one person first, main puja to one person, the most glorious person, the best person in the assembly, like that. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, whom should I worship? Whom should I worship? Then Bhishma Dev got up and he said that, I can see that of all the personalities that are present here, among all the kings, in the verse mentioned by, I mentioned, Nrupa, Munigana Nrupavariya Shankulyantaha, Prabhupada says, here previously only great people means Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Prabhupada said, he did not mention about Vaishyas, women, and Sudras. It's not mentioned because Mami Partha Vyapashritya Yepishu Papa Yonayaha. Striyo Vaishya Tata Sudra Tepiyanti Param Gatim. It is mentioned that Vaishyas, Sudras and women, a soul goes into this particular body of Vaishya or a Sudra or a woman because of Papa Yonayaha, because of past sinful activities. So glorious people means Brahmanas and Kshatriya. That's why Prabhupada says in this verse, it is only mentioned that, Munigana and Rupavariya Shankulentaha. Munigana, all the great sages and Rupavariya, all the kings have assembled in the Rajasvi sacrifice. Bhishma Dev said, why did you ask this question? You should not have asked this question. He is sitting in, just next to you. Lord Krishna, he should be offered first. The Agra Puja. Then Sahadev said, Yudhishthira Maharaj told Sahadev, bring the argya and offer to argya to Krishna, right? So then immediately Sahadev brought argya and offered worship to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna received very nicely. Then Shishupala got up and said, "Hey Sahadev, stop!" Said, "What happened? To whom you are offering worship to Agra Puja? This, Gwala, the son born to, Vaishyas. There are so many great kings, so many, great sages, they were sitting here. if you wanted to offer worship to suppose you thought Krishna is your friend, but a better friend than you is Drupad Maharaj. You must have offered to Drupad Maharaj. You know, if you wanted to offer worship to this Krishna, he is not even a king. You know, he doesn't have even a kingdom. You know, to whom, you know, and then you have insulted all of us, all the kings sitting here, you know, to offer, by offering worship to a non-king. You know, he lived in Gokul, you know, like Gwalbalak. So to whom, you know, you are offering worship. If at all you wanted to offer worship to a old person, you must have offered worship to Bhishma Dev. He is the oldest person here. If you wanted to offer worship to a best Brahmana, Ritvik, then you must have offered to Vyasadev, because Vyasadev was the Ritvik in that sacrifice, Rajasya sacrifice. You know? Like that, you know, you said, why did you offer this worship to, you know, Krishna? You know? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj, he became very disturbed. He said, Shishupal, you should not speak like that. You know, Krishna is very great and all that. Hey! Why? You know, then Bhishma Dev objected. Said, my dear king, you are the Chakravarti. You have defeated all the kings. You know, you have defeated all the kings. You must not try to pacify this Shishupal. You know, a king should never beg anybody like that. You know, then Bhishma Dev, took the mic. Right? Then he abused Bhishma Dev also. You are a Napunsak. You know, you're a false brahmachari, all that stuff. You know, you have stolen Amba. Then, you know, for Vidva Aurat, you know, through the womb of a widow woman, you have created, you know, children. You know, you yourself are a, you know, Trijati. Trijati means, you know, important fellow. All that stuff. And everybody was wondering like that. Then Bhishma Dev took the mic and he said, why we should worship Krishna. Then he said, among the Brahmanas, one who is perfect in Vedic knowledge, he is considered great. You know, among the kings, one who is the most strongest, powerful person, he is considered the greatest. He must be respected. Then among the Vaishyas, one who is having lot of dhanadhanya, you know, gold and all these grains and all, he must be worshipped. Only in Sudra, among Sudras, by age, by the dint of age, you know, he must be respected. Otherwise in other categories, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, depending on their qualification, their strength, but Krishna, he is such a great personality that, you know, there is, he has got both. You know, rather all the three he has got. He is a perfect in knowledge, he has got all Veda Jnana. Then there was no king who was not defeated by Lord Krishna. You know, no, there is nobody who has defeated Krishna, you know, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You know, then he is the richest man. You know, he just see the opulence of, you know, Dwarka, like that. So he is the best person. Then, you know, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, please, I want to hear more about Lord Krishna. Can you tell? You know, then Bhishma Dev narrated. I don't know how much time it took. Entire, starting from, you know, how the, you know, Lord Krishna killed Madhu and Kaitava. You know, Madhu and Kaitava, how he killed, from there onwards, all the Dasavataras, then Krishna's appearance, then how he killed Putana, how he killed, Shakatasura, Narakasura, you know, all these demons, you know, Kamsa, all, you know, like that, you know, then how he married, you know, 16, how he created, you know, made Dwarka Nagari, and all that, you know, just see Krishna Katha. You know, Krishna Katha, you know, pure Krishna Katha. And for hours together, he has spoken, and all the kings from all over the earth, they were hearing very attentively. And you know, so this is Rajasya sacrifice was used to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that in Bhaktirasam Sindhu, that all the kings, who have assembled on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they were so mesmerized by seeing Krishna that they were commenting about themselves, because many kings came from, you know, Sauviradesh, means Greece, you know, Italy, and all these, you know, far countries. They all came, you know, to attend the Rajasvi sacrifice. So they had never seen Krishna, you know, very far off, no? So they were, when they saw Krishna on the, in the Rajasvi sacrifice, they were wondering. I think Brahmaji, they didn't know, no? Krishna is the Supreme Person. When they saw Krishna in the Rajasvi sacrifice, they all thought that, you know, I think Brahmaji must have used all his creative abilities to make this body. You know, to make this body. Wow, how beautiful he is, how handsome he is. They were all struck with, you know, bliss, and they were so blissful seeing Krishna's beautiful form. You know, so that way, Rajasvi sacrifice helped, you know, assemble all the kings to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Shishupala got up and he said, what is this, you know? It is said in Vedas that a woman, old people, Annadata, and cows, they should not be killed. Then you are saying that this Balbal is great. First two demon he killed was Putana. Right? Putana. And then he killed, you know, Aristasur. You know, Aristasur. And then he killed, you know, the Annadata, Kamsa. You know, Kamsa was his mama and Annadata. And he killed. He is such a shameless person, you are saying he is great? Just see how, you know, accepting somebody as God requires a lot of faith. You know, requires a lot of faith. Same thing they talk now. Come, you know, Shishupala was saying, what is this nonsense? You know, you are saying he lifted Govardhan Hill. It all became, you know, Govardhan Hill became, you know, it's all ant hills and all they formed, and it became, you know, very light. You know, what's so great in lifting Govardhan Hill? You know, what is so great in killing Sakatasur? You know, some, you know, you know, cartwheel is carrying, you know, some utensils and all. You know, what is the big deal? Right? This Kamsa, you know, what is this, you know, he shameless person. How he can kill his own mama? Right? Kamsa killed his own nephews, that is okay. But if Krishna killed Kamsa, his own mama, uncle, they will blame, Hare Krishna killed his own mama. Hare, what about your own sister's children you killed? Is that okay? Kamsa was great. You know, like that, you know, for everything he showed some fault. So great, what is, you know, it's such a great insult. Then he gathered some kings, you know, like, we should fight. And some kings, you know, everybody kept quiet. Some kings, they went with him. Then Bhima became very angry. You know, Bhima became very angry. And as he wanted to fight, then, you know, Bhishmadev caught him. He said, no, it is that, you know, because he was abusing Bhishma, he was abusing Krishna. You know, Pitama, you know, one who insulting Pitama, I will kill him and all that. No, he is not insulting me. Krishna told, he is not insulting Bhishma, he is insulting me. You know, you wait. Then Bhishmadev narrated, you know, Shishupal was his own Bhuva's son. You know, so Damgosha, Chediraj's Damgosha and his wife, they had a child. That this boy was born with three eyes and four hands. And they wanted to throw, and he is looking bhayankar, you know, very atrocious he was looking. Very horrible he was looking. And they wanted to throw him out. Then Akashvani came and said, no, don't throw him. He is Lakshmi Sampanna. You know, he became very opulent. You know, but then he is not going to die. He will not die so easily. Then that Rani asked, how will he die? She said, you know, on whose lap this boy loses his third eye and four, these extra hands. That in that person's hand, he will die. Then everywhere, all the kings, they wanted to come and see, you know, this boy, very horrible looking boy with three eyes and four hands. And everybody was coming. Then Krishna also came once. Krishna came and then he took his boy and then they disappeared. Then that Rani asked, his Bhuva asked for benediction that, you know, please don't kill him. He said, no, I will kill him, but 100 aparadhas which are, you know, worthy of marana dand if he commits. You know, such that time when 100 apradhas I will forgive. After the 101, I will kill him. So meanwhile, Sahadev, you know, he raised his feet, one foot. Then he declared very boldly that, I am going to worship Lord Krishna and offering Agra Puja. If any king has daring, come forward and oppose, I will crush him under my foot. You know? then all the devatas, they became so ecstatic, they showered flowers. Yeah. They showered flowers on Sahadeva, from heavenly planets. Then some of the kings, bare, itna insult kiya kings ko, like that. But nobody came forward. Then Shishupala, he again started abusing Krishna. Then Krishna said, Balramji said, do something. Because Krishna was sitting there smiling. Right? So Balram said, do something, yeah? Why are you sitting here smiling? Krishna said, I'm not smiling, I'm counting. Right? So then he said, 90s, hey Shishupal, now you stop. No, then he abused again. Said, Shishupal abused again. Said, 98. And then Shishupal abused again. Shishupal, 99. Then Shishupal abused again. You are, Gwal Balak, cheater, all that stuff. Then Shishupal, century ho gaya. Right? Then he said, Shishupal, kya re? Who cares for you? You count 100, you count 1000, I think you have gave benediction to my mother. Who cares for you, even if you don't give benediction? All that stuff. And then again he abused. Then Krishna took, Sudarshan Chakra. Right? Like that. Some story, I don't know, in Mahabharata, it is not mentioned. They say that Krishna, there was some blood on his finger. What is the source? Then Draupadi tore off her pallu and tied. Then Krishna said, I will repay each and every thread of your pallu. That's why he gave so many sadis later. But this is not there in Vyas Bharat. I read original Vyas Bharat like that. So anyway, so after that, in the next verse it comes that when Shishupala was killed, the Atma came and, entered the body of Lord Krishna. Same thing happened to Agasura also. So all the demigods and all, they were shocked. Agasura, when Krishna entered, Agasura's body. And so when Agasura was killed, the soul came out and was waiting. So when Krishna came from the body of Agasura, that soul entered Krishna's body. Right? So Sukadeva Goswami, everybody was shocked. Then Sukadeva Goswami says, Sakrit mana, pratimantar ahishaha, Krishna says, Sukadeva Goswami says, anybody who just remembers Krishna even once, Sakrit, even once, manomayam bhagavatim, ahishaha, it is said that even in the mind also, somebody remembers Krishna even once, they will get all benedictions from Krishna, everything. So what to speak of this person in whose body Krishna entered? Where is the surprise? Yeah? What is the surprise? Like that. So this is the special, significance of Krishna's appearance on this world, in this world. Only even when he kills, even demons get liberation. That is the great benediction. Like that. So today is Akshaya Tritiya also. So many things have happened. Akshaya Tritiya, on Akshaya Tritiya day, Treta Yuga starts. I think everybody has got WhatsApp. Huh? I think all of you know, right? WhatsApp mein aa gaya message. Anyway, still, पढ़ लेंगे एक बार। लॉर्ड परशुरामा अपीयर्ड ऑन दिस डे अक्षय तृतीया डे एंड गैंजेस डिसेंडेड ऑन अर्थ ऑन दिस डे। दिस डे मार्क्स द बिगिनिंग ऑफ त्रेता युग। सुदामा विजिटेड कृष्णा एट द्वारका। पांडवास रिसीव्ड अक्षय पात्र फ्रॉम सन गॉड। नॉट मधु पंडित का अक्षय पात्र। इट इज स्टिल देयर इट सीम्स अक्षय पात्र यू नो इन उडुपी इट इज देयर। ఆదిశంకరాచార్య కంపోజ్డ్ కనకదార స్తోత్రం ఆన్ దిస్ డే. వ్యాసదేవ స్టార్టెడ్ కంపోజింగ్ మహాభారత్ ఆన్ దిస్ డే. కుబేరా రిసీవ్డ్ హిస్ వెల్త్. ద కన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద చారియట్స్ ఆఫ్ రథ్ బిగిన్స్ ఆన్ దిస్ డే ఆఫ్ అక్షయ తృతీయ. ద టెంపుల్ ఇన్ ద టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ క్షీరచర్ గోపీనాథ్ రెమున ద డీటీస్ ఆఫ్ మదన్ మోహన్ గోవింద అండ్ గోపీనాథ్ వర్ స్మీర్డ్ విత్ శాండల్ పల్ప్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఆస్పిషియస్ డే. ఐ థింక్ లాస్ట్ ఇయర్ గోపాలకృష్ణ మారే గేవ్ క్లాస్ హీ స్పోక్ ఆన్ దిస్ right Kshirachara Gopinath Madhavendra Puri's devotion service. You can all read from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Madhavendra Puri's pure devotion service. You can read that chapter right. And on Akshaya Tritiya day also it happens that in Simhachalam there is a beautiful deity of Varaha Narasingha. They say that Varaha Narasingha Lord when Prahlad Maharaj he requested Lord you know I heard that you know you have appeared as Varaha to kill Hiranyaksha. I want to see that form. So then he appeared as Varaha Narasingadev. So Varaha Narasingha Kshetra is very famous. Even Lord Chaitanya also visited that Varaha Kshetra. So Lord Narasingadev and Varaha Narasingadev, he requested Prahlad, you know, to one king. Actually, because I am feeling very hot, apply chandan all the time. So he feels very hot throughout the year. They apply chandan every day. Apply every day. So that deity looks like Lord Shiva, Shivalinga. Throughout the year, Shivalinga. But on Akshaya Tritiya day, is a very great festival. Lakhs of people visit. They remove the chandan and they can have the darshan of real form of Varahadev. You know, that is Akshaya Tritiya. It happens on that day. And then Akshaya Tritiya also very significant that on this day there was no need to see any muhurta. Right? Any muhurta. Because on any particular moment you can get married. Otherwise they have, you know, in South India especially they are very particular. You know, they in South Indian marriages they keep jeera and gud on the head of the bride. That was called that is called real marriage. That jeera and gud should be kept on the bride's head at that particular exact time. You know, in Telugu they say jilkara bellram, jilkara bellram, right? And then thali later on they will tie. You know, Mangal Sutra they will, later on they will tie. But that is very, so then they have some, you know, 11.03 minutes, you know, like that. They have muhurta. At that moment they have to tie. They have to put that stuff on the head. But on Akshaya Tritiya day, there is no need for any muhurta. Whole day is auspicious. Otherwise, you know, they say, Rahu Kal Aagaya, Rahu Kal Aagaya. Right? Our Anna, Gadi Puja, you know, Rahu Kal mein nahi karne ka. Accident ho jayega. Right? Rahu Kal, Gadi Puja. So Rahu Kal, you should not do any puja and all. Right? So, but on Akshaya Tritiya day, that's why in Delhi, Bombay and all, 20,000 marriages take place on this day. You know, all the halls are booked everywhere. I like that. Hare Krishna. I think time ho gaya. 9:20 already. Please come, 5 o'clock, special Chandan Yatra Darshan. Hare Krishna.
Shishupal ka naam Shishupal.